Hello, this is Choices, and this is Judy Mario. Thank you for joining me today. This show is about the choices that we have in our lives, and listeners, you know that we have lots of choices. Sometimes we make the wrong ones, sometimes we make the right ones, but our show today is about, are you on your right path? And when we talk about are you on your right path, we're talking about have you made the choice to do what it is that you feel passionate about? Have you made the choice to do with your life what it is that you want to do so that you feel like you have joy, you have excitement? When you get up in the morning, you're enthusiastic and nothing seems difficult, because when you're on the right path, that's how life feels. And so let's look at, how do we get on the right path? If we're not on the right path, what are some of the things that we can do? We've got to first find out what our passion is. If you don't know what your passion is, this is important for you to find out. And I have people tell me all the time, they don't know for sure what their passion is. They don't know for sure what they want to do. Many of us get our jobs in life because when we were young, we were looking for a job and we went somewhere and we applied for a job and we got that job. And then we kind of advanced through those positions, or then we moved to another position that paid us a little more money. But we didn't really think about, what do I want to do with my life? Am I on the right path? Am I accomplishing the things that I want to accomplish? So let's talk about that right now. What can we do to find out what it is that we really want to do if we don't know? Well, one of the things you can do is brainstorm. Brainstorming is a technique that we use to examine all our possibilities and all our potential solutions without making any judgments about any of these possibilities until we have exhausted all of the options. The way I do brainstorming is I make a mind map, get a big old piece of paper, and you make a map that looks kind of like a road map. You put in a circle in the middle, passion, because that's what we're trying to find, passion. Put that, and then you put a little branch off of it, like one of the roads on the map, and you put another destination there, and you think about what would it be that would cause me to be passionate. For me, it might be writing a book or giving a speech or helping someone else or learning a new software technique. So you put those things down, and you keep putting those down until you just have more ideas than you know possibly what to do with. And you look at those ideas and you start to think, which ones feel right? Which ones feel really, really right for you? You see, the more ideas we have, the better our chances are of finding what we want. And all ideas are welcome. No idea is too outrageous. The more ideas you have, the better chance you have of finding your passion. So right now, you want to look for possibilities. If you think you might like to be a writer, write that down. If you think you might like to live in a castle in Germany, write that down. If you think you'd like to go back to school, write that down. If you think you'd like to find the perfect life partner, write that down. Whatever it is, write it down. It doesn't matter what you put down, as long as you think you might really love to do it, become it, have it, go there. It's okay to be a bit out there in your wishes and in your wants and in your dreams. You might have a list of things that sound like explore Denali National Park and Preserve in Alaska. Go on an elephant bat safari through the Okavango Swamp. Dive the Great Barrier Reef. Start your own business. Marry your boss. Climb Mount Fujiyama. Take belly dancing lessons. I mean, it can be any outrageous thing that possibly are thinking about, but make it something that you want to do, that you really, really, really want to do. Because when you have passion, you kind of have this enthusiasm that's deep, deep within you, and it isn't easy to explain it to anybody. It isn't easy to define. It's that kind of energy in you that propels you in the direction of your dreams, the direction of what you want, the direction of the excitement that you want in your life. And this kind of passion will make you feel almost like you're motivated with a force, something that's pushing you and it's beyond your control. It's pushing you in the direction of what you want. You'll be so driven that you won't worry about things like money or family dramas or the risks that might be involved in doing it. When you have passion, you are just going after what you want. So write down on your list any of the things you think you might want, but make sure you might really want them. And then think about it and ask yourself some questions about how you can make that happen in your life. Some of the questions you might like to ask yourself is, what activities or goals can I combine to get a better outcome? Or how can I rearrange my schedule in order to make this happen? Or how can I finance this? How can I be creative in getting people to listen to it or to invest in it? Can I do more of something? Can I do less of something? What can I adapt? What can I modify? What can I do differently? Will I have to give up anything? Am I willing to give that up? And will I have to add something? Am I willing to add whatever it is? Or can I do the opposite of what I've been doing? Would that help? Would that make it happen? You see, you have to remember not to make any judgments about what it is that you want. You just write down all your ideas of what you want, and some of them will be wild, and some will be crazy, and maybe some of them will even be things that you can't use. That's okay. But somewhere in there, you're going to find an idea that you can use. Somewhere in there, you're going to find your passion. You're going to find that thing that you want to go after and have happen. And when you look at your ideas, once you get them down, pick two or three that are the most exciting to you, two or three that seem to resonate with your heart. When you're looking at them and you're thinking about them, and in your heart it says, oh, I really want to do that. I really want to make that happen. You see, the secret to getting what you love is to believe it's possible. Believe it's possible. And how do you believe it's possible if you're unsure? How do you believe it's possible? Some people say to me, I'm unsure. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. When you want something badly enough, you can do it. And the way you do that is you find out everything you can about what it is that you're wanting to go after. Do your research. Find out what parts are going to be easy, what parts are going to be hard, what might be good, what might be bad. And the more you find out, the more uncertainty you eliminate. This will help you alleviate your fears. And if you're still unsure, sit down and figure out, what is it about your goals and ideas that make you hesitate? Do you feel like you just don't have the education? Do you feel like you don't have the skill? Do you feel that you lack the interpersonal skills to get along with people? Maybe you feel you don't have the work experience, the time, the money, the energy, or the resources. Let me tell you what, any of those things you're feeling can be overcome. You do not have to feel like you can't do it. You do not have to feel like a failure. You see, what's happening is you're letting the fear take over. And it's the fear that's holding you back. It's the fear of failure. It's the fear of looking silly. It's the fear of what other people will think. When you go after your passion, it's not about what other people will think. You have to go after it and do what needs to be done in order for you to get what it is that you want. See, when we have a fear of failure, we are putting our energy into failing. We become what we think about. Remember that. We become what we think about. So if your fear of failure is always on your mind, what are you most likely to attract in your life? Failure. You need to concentrate on the goal, where it is you're going, what it is you want to accomplish, what it is you want to get done. And, you know, it's not really even the accomplishment of it that's so important. It's the journey. It's the passion to do the things that need to be done to make it happen. Sometimes when I get passionate about something and I work and I work and I work and I work and I make it happen, and it's just so exciting working and making it happen and writing that book, and then after it gets done, you almost kind of feel like let down because now you don't have anything else to do. You know, the book is done, and there it is in your hands, and you're like, wow, this is really good. And you feel good about it. You're very proud of it. You're very excited about it, very excited about the book. You want to show it to everybody. But now what? Now what? Now what do you do? Well, there's always another wonderful goal out there. How do you market that book? See, if you really, really believe in what it is that you did, there's a next step. There's a next step. And that is so exciting to always find that next step. You must accept the responsibility for your own success and be determined to move forward. Be determined to move forward toward the direction of your goal, the direction of your dream, and give up those what will other people think ideas. It doesn't matter what other people think. You know, I let myself miss out on so many things in life because I was worried about what other people would think. When I was in high school, I didn't go out to be a cheerleader because I was afraid I'd look like a fool up there and people would laugh at me. So it was just better not to try out than it was to be a fool, you know, or have people think, oh, she tried and she didn't make it. And so I didn't make it. Well, if you don't try, of course you're never going to make it. You're never going to make it. See, you've got to go after the things you want. Life is an experiment. You try one thing and it works. You try another and it doesn't work. But instead of letting life paralyze you, do some self-analysis. Look at it and say, what went right? What went wrong? What went right that could have gone wrong? What other possibilities are there? And then do something. Do something differently. Be deliberate. Take reasonable risks. Break down the process into smaller, more manageable steps. Put the proper effort into achieving your goals and go after what you want. Keep on trying until you get on the right path. Keep on trying until you get the desired result. See, when you have a goal, when you have a dream, or you see an opportunity, but you just need help to get what you want, let someone know. People will help you if you ask them. If they don't know you want something, they're going to give it to someone else. Be clear about what you want. Don't just drop hints. Other people can't read your mind. They don't know what you dream about or what you'd like to become. Ask for help. And when it's offered, accept it and run with it. I remember when I was first starting to be a writer, a very famous writer offered to introduce me to his publisher. And of course, I wanted that. I wanted that. But see, I just didn't think I was good enough. I didn't think I could write the book to make it happen. And he even gave me an envelope addressed to his publisher with a letter in it that said, if this person sends a manuscript to you, please read it. Please take a look at it. And I didn't ever stick the manuscript in the book and mail it. You see, we just sabotage ourselves so many times because of our fear. Now maybe you don't. I hope you don't. I hope you're just going after life full out and you're getting the things that you want and you're enthusiastic. Because, you know, when you're enthusiastic, nothing seems difficult. When you're excited, nothing seems difficult. When you know that you have the strength and the brains and the intelligence, you'll just go after it. And these rules that other people have laid out there, these ideas that other people have, these you can't do it comments that other people make, they'll have no bearing on you. They'll have no influence on you. When you have passion, nothing seems difficult. That's because when you have passion, you're answering your calling. You feel like you're doing what it is you're supposed to be doing. That's how I felt when I first started doing public speaking. I felt like I was in the right place and I was doing the right thing. And I loved it. I really, really loved it. And then when I moved to Africa, I had an offer of a job in Africa and I moved there. I felt like I was in the right place. I loved living in Africa. I loved it. I had a passion for it. And each thing that we do like this, it just feels like you have these wonderful experiences going on every day because you're doing whatever it is that you really want to do. And you know, whether it's staying in shape, whether it's going to the gym, whether it's enjoying your family, whether it's speaking like I did or writing a book, well, if you have passion, it's just going to feel right. It's just going to feel so right. And you're going to have to give up some excuses. Give up excuses because, you know, people have a lot of excuses in life. They say they're reasons, but they aren't really reasons. So if you're not accomplishing something that you want to accomplish, if you're not on your right path, don't make excuses for it. Just look and say, what can I do? What can I change? What can I change to make it possible? How can I be better tomorrow? If it were possible, where would I start? Write down where you'd start. And who can help me make this a reality? And what can I do differently in order to get the results? And one of the things that my dad used to always say to me to ask, and this has helped me so much in life, is what is the absolute worst possible thing that can happen if I try to do it and I fail? Well, you know what? If you try to do it and you don't quite make your goal, guess what? You're further along than if you didn't try. So you just have to say, what is the absolute worst possible thing that can happen if I try and I fail? And then ask yourself, can I live with that? Can I live with that? If I fail, can I live with it? Because if you can, you're just going to have to go after it. Just go after it. To try to do something really big and fail could be the best thing that ever happened to you. A very wise philosopher once said, it is far better to try mighty things and fail than to try nothing and succeed. Let's do that one again. It is far better to try mighty things and fail than to try nothing and succeed. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Thank you for joining me today. We are talking about whether or not you are on the right path. And listeners, you know that I want to always talk about the things that you want to hear about and the things that you tell me are important to you. So be sure to write me, Judy, J-U-D-I, at judymario.com. That's J-U-D-I at J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And let me know, what are the things that you would like to explore with me? What are some of the things that you would like to talk about? Because this is so important to me that I cover the subjects that you want. Because if I don't know what you want, I can't give you what you want. So I'm asking you, please write to me and tell me what you want. Today we are talking about, are you on your right path? Are you on your right path? You know, passion is that feeling inside of you that tells you that this is the right thing to do, that nothing can stand in my way. And so I want you to seek your passion. I want you to go after your passion, to feel passionate about everything you're going to do in life, and to see how far you can go, to see how very far you can go and how far you can take it. You know, I could tell you stories forever about how I sabotaged myself at one time or another. But I was in a modeling competition years ago in New York City, and I had gotten through all the preliminary competitions, and I loved modeling. I always really, really enjoyed that. And I'd gotten through all these competitions. I got to the national competition in New York, and I didn't think I was going to win the national competition, so I didn't take my passport with me. And I shocked myself and did win the competition in New York City. And then the person who won was supposed to leave the next morning for Paris, France, to compete in Paris. But here I was without my passport. I couldn't go to Paris the next day because I didn't take my passport with me. So, you see, did I really have the passion? Because if I had had the passion and not the fear, then nothing would have stood in my way. I would have taken that passport with me, even if I thought I was going to fail. But I didn't, because I was afraid, and I let other people's criticism of me get into my head and keep me from going after what I really want. See, it doesn't matter what anyone else says to you. It doesn't matter what anyone else has tried to program you. You must do what it is that you feel in your heart that you can do. You must go after what you want. You know, you only live once. This is the only life you have that I know of. And you have a right and a responsibility to be happy. You have a right and a responsibility to be passionate. You have a right and a responsibility to go after you, what you want. Live your life the way you want. Live your life to your best ability. Don't let other people tell you what to do or not to do with your life. If they are supportive and they're helpful to you, that's wonderful. But if they're not, you need to take full responsibility for yourself and move forward. Life isn't always easy. Whoever told you life was going to be easy? There are lots of troubles, lots of irritations, lots of pains in life, and things happen, things go wrong, and people don't always do what you want them to. So don't depend on other people for your happiness. Depend on yourself. Be who you are. Do the things you want to do. Get for yourself the things you want to have. Don't wait for someone else to be it, do it, or get it for you. The only place that any of us are going to find knights in shining armor on white horses are in shows in the Las Vegas Strip and in old black and white movies. No one else is going to ride up and save you. Take care of your own needs. It is not selfish to take care of yourself. I can't tell you how many people think it's selfish to take care of themselves. Even the Bible says to love thy neighbor as thyself. It does not say to love thy neighbor instead of thyself. It says love thy neighbor as thyself. This is called self-reliance. Self-reliance. So learn the difference between wishing, hoping, and desiring. Desire is a motivating force. And when you desire something enough and you back it up with hard work, you will make it come alive in your life, and that's called passion. That's called passion. Live your life with passion. Go after what you want. Remember, successful people understand that there's a price to pay for achieving success. And sometimes this involves making sacrifices in order to reach your goals. My dad used to remind me often that people are successful because they do the things that failures don't like to do. They do the things that failures are not willing to do. Successful people take full responsibility for finding their own path to achievement. So you take full responsibility for you. You take full responsibility for you. Passion is a feeling that cannot be ignored. It's almost like euphoric, because you get into doing something and you get so involved in it that you just don't do anything else. I know that happens with me every month when I put the magazine out. I publish Choices Magazine, and I know every month when I get involved in the actual putting together of the different stories that the writers send in, and selecting the quotes that are going in the magazine, and talking to the layout artist about the features that are going to go in the magazine. I don't think about anything else for days. The only thing I think about is working on getting that magazine out, because I'm passionate about that magazine. I feel like the magazine makes a big difference in people's lives. It's called Choices Magazine, and you can get it free. You just go online to choicesonlinemedia.com, choicesonlinemedia.com/current issue, and you can get the current issue free, and all the past issues are in the website there. They're archived there, and you can get them. And the reason I get so passionate about it is because there's fabulous articles by great writers that they send these in, and we put it together, and we make a positive magazine that goes out every month so that people can read it free of charge, and people can look at the choices that they're making in their lives, and they can use some of this information to make their lives better. That's what helps me be passionate. It's when you can help other people make their lives be better. And so that magazine was it was in my imagination in the beginning. I had it in my imagination, and there it was, and I kept having the ideas that I needed to do this magazine. And then one day I saw that I could do it online and figured out how to do it and talked to the graphic artist about it. And the next thing you know, it became a reality. And so we put it out 4 times a year, and I work on it for a couple months each time that it's getting ready to come out. And it makes such a difference in my life because I'm passionate about it, because I know that it's doing something for people. It's helping people make a difference in their lives, and it's making a difference in my life because I get so involved in it. So what path will you take? You will never accomplish the things you want if you keep telling yourself that you can't. If you keep telling yourself that you don't have the money, you don't have the resources, you don't have the contacts, you don't have the education, or you don't have the self-confidence. See, we all have self-confidence. Some of us are confident we're going to be successful, and others are confident we're going to be failures. Whichever it is, our confidence determines the path that we travel. So make up your mind. Which path is it going to be? Which path is it going to be? We're all we're all influenced by the negative influences of others, and we must protect ourselves. See, negativity strikes in many forms, and you can catch it. And if someone around you is negative and complains a lot, you may soon find yourself griping and complaining as well. Or you may find yourself feeling disappointed about life. It's possible that you may even be depressed. You may start to doubt your abilities and give up on your dreams. Negativity often comes disguised as good advice or realistic objectivity. When people who care about you discourage you or point out what is wrong with your ideas, it's usually because they are trying to protect you from being hurt. They don't understand that the negative result of their good intentions can keep you from achieving your goals or your dreams. And that's what happened with me when I started the magazine. People were like, well, you're going to do that magazine, but who's going to buy the magazine? Who's going to read the magazine? Who's going to advertise in your magazine? See, you have to know in your heart that you are doing the right thing. You have to have vision. You have to have a goal. You have to have an idea of something that you want. And then when you want that, you go after it. See, I want you to ask yourself, can you see where you're going? Do you have a vision set firmly in your mind of how you want your life to be? Are you making the best of where you are now in order to get where you want to go? Do you love your job, your relationships? Do you love your home, your physique, your lifestyle? Are you truly grateful for all you do and have? Are you making the most of your talents, your skills, and your abilities? Are you happy with yourself? Are you feeling like you're on the right path? If not, you're the only one who can do anything about it. Your happiness is your responsibility. Don't blame the company where you work, your boss, your family, the city, the traffic, the weather, the car manufacturer, the oil company, or anybody else for your unhappiness. Webster's Dictionary defines happiness as a state of well-being and pleasurable satisfaction. For me, happiness is doing what I love to do with people I enjoy being around. Happiness is being able to use my talent, my skills, and my abilities to make a difference in the lives of others. That's what I feel passionate about. We all have something in our heart that's wanting to get out. Will you accomplish what you want to accomplish? Will you be on the right path? Make up your mind. Which path are you going to take? I want you to take the path of passion. I want you to take the passion of wonderful ideas. I want you to take the passion and the I want you to take the path that makes you happy. And remember this, you can do it because you are more than enough. This is Judy Moyo. Thank you for joining me today. I appreciate you listening to me, and please go to judymoyo.com and sign up for my free newsletter and for Choices Magazine. We'd like to get those to you free of charge. Thank you so much for tuning in, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.